Everyone, it's us again. Welcome back to our podcast.
Yes, what's our podcast called?
About forgetting how having a baby is no joke.
Yeah, I like the way you say it, actually, which is why I never say it.
No joke.
No joke.
Yeah, it's like my intense voice.
Yeah. Deep.
How are you?
I'm good. I don't know if anybody noticed, but the last episode, she didn't ask me how I was, so I made
scolded.
A point to say.
How rude. I'm so self-centered.
So rude. No, I'm good. I was actually just telling Sarah that I had fanny flutters for the first time in forever, and it was because my partner said to me, because I was feeling really overwhelmed and I was really upset, and he said to me, don't worry, I'm working from home tomorrow. I'm going to put the washing away and do a new load. And he hugged me and I had some tingles.
I wish you could see me now because I'm doing kind of like this weird, sexy interpretive dance because I'm so excited for you.
Now that's giving me tingles.
Yay! Uh-oh, watch out. 5 minutes before that, we were talking about how she was asexual. So.
No, I am asexual because this is the first time I had tingles, but I still was like, I am not having sex. Ever, like, in life, like, that's it, I'm not doing it.
No, but this is it, she's back. It's back closed. on the trail. Next thing you know, she'll be pregnant by episode 5.
Dude, you must be joking. I think you're gonna be pregnant before me.
We'll see. We'll watch out world, here we come.
And how are you?
Yeah, you know, thank you for asking. Actually, I'm so rude for not asking you. I'm doing fine. Yeah, I feel good. The sun is shining, finally.
Yeah.
I'm getting a bit of a tan.
Yay.
Someone actually, I was out in a bar. I went to a bottomless brunch because it was my friend's birthday. And I was at the bar and the bartender was this Scottish guy. And he said, how old are you? And I said, my age, which I won't repeat because you guys don't need to know. But you can if you want to. I'm not shy. Anyway, I was a lot older than him. And then he said, in Scotland, we say you're only as old as the last Scottish guy you touched. And I was like, oh my God. I started blushing. I had to walk away. I was like, this is too much. But I still wanted my drink. So I had to go back to the bar after I was embarrassed.
Do you remember that guy when we went for lunch and then we like walked away? Do you remember how intense flirting it was with both of us?
Oh my God. Yeah, he was obsessed with us. I don't know what it was. Maybe
he
could read the pheromones.
He looked back.
He did. Yeah, he did. So did you.
No, I didn't.
Joking.
I just wanted to make sure we hadn't forgotten anything.
Oh, anyway, the fun. It's like the little moments.
Yeah, the little twinkles.
Which are okay to take, which brings us into our next episode.
Yeah, we're back with a deep and dark one because we know you guys like the deep and dark.
I know, the fun ones are just too boring, aren't they?
Yeah, no one wants to hear about the times.
So, mom guilt.
Yeah.
Which is real, and you call it mom, I call it mom.
Yeah.
You know, and that's fine.
Yeah.
So what do you feel, like, guilty about?
Oh, everything. And I didn't think that that would happen to me. You know, I was always like, oh, you know, it's okay to have my own identity. Advocating for people to have their identity separate to their baby. But I really noticed it. So I really noticed it with nursery, to start off with. That feeling of, wow, like, my baby is going to be spending more time in nursery than he is with me. And I remember thinking that's really terrible and that can't be. And thinking like, you know, I should be like all the other moms and kind of work part time so that he can spend more time. Because everywhere I would go right before it was time for mat leave to end and you go to these classes and, you know, you say to people, what are you going to do? You're going to go back to work. And they'd be like, oh, you know, like I didn't have a baby to spend all my time away from my baby and to go to work. And then I started feeling like, wow, like that's something I hadn't even thought about, because especially pre-lockdown, you just go back to work and there is no kind of this flexibility of working from home. So, but actually that kind of made it more like more pressurized, if that makes sense, because then now there's all of a sudden this flexibility. And so you can have your baby at home, but my job isn't like that. You know, I'm kind of out the house and doing things. And so my job, so I was sort of like, wow, like, I just thought that it's okay that he goes to nursery full time.
Yeah.
And I started having these kind of guilty feelings to even before nursery, thinking, oh, I was going to leave him in nursery full time. Like,
yeah.
And then I was thinking, oh, that means that I don't have a bond. That means that I'm not wanting to spend time with my baby. And then I really kind of noticed it, like, during settling and dropping him off and having this really kind of, because, you know, in the beginning it's quite intense. He loves it now, but there was a bit of a struggle, and he would cry when I would drop him off, and he would, you know, call for me. And so then I felt like the worst mother in the world, leaving my child with strangers so that I could go to work. But then I have to go to work because I can't afford to stay at home.
Yeah.
So like, it's like I'm always in this place where I can never win.
Mm, I know what you mean.
How did you find
that? I definitely find that. I find that there's a lot of opinions and a lot of ways that people used to do things back in the day that is very different to kind of how it's done now. You know, there was maybe more opportunity for women to kind of quit their jobs and not work. But I felt so foreign having a baby anyway. Like, I felt like it wasn't me anyway. And if I didn't go back to work or didn't do something for me, I think I would have felt more like, hold on, I'm having this like out of body experience and I'm not really myself in any light. So I really felt the need to get her back into school or get her into nursery, back into school. I'm wishing her life away, but get her into nursery because I thought she was going to get more enjoyment out of it. So I kind of had less mom guilt in that regard, because I thought it was going to be really good for her every day. And I was like, you know, it's more fun for her than hanging out with me, because sometimes I don't have the energy for it, and sometimes I'm a bit distracted, or sometimes, I don't know, I check something on my phone, or like I look at Instagram and I like don't need to, or, you know, just different things that I think that's what I felt more guilty about was the time that I did spend with her was, am I giving enough to her?
Yeah.
Is she going to like, all of a sudden I'm like raising this child who has to like learn so much in the world and it's coming from me, and then I'm sat there having 5 seconds on my phone, or like while I'm using the toilet being like, oh my gosh, she's watched me use my phone and now she's forever gonna want to be on a phone, you know, and those things.
Or like, oh wow, you went present for the whole 100% that you were with her. And I definitely had that during mat leave, you know, like going to all these classes, and I felt like I had to keep doing and keep doing and keep kind of being 100% present. And I would, some point, like I would be like, oh, I can't have lunch, because if I have lunch, then that means like I'm kind of, I can't sit with him like 100%. I have to, you know, I'm like too busy eating my sandwich, and that I wouldn't have lunch, or I would kind of not drink water so I didn't have to go to the toilet, which means that I wouldn't get into situations where I would sort of have to put him down or kind of leave him in the pram whilst I tried to
yeah
feed. And at that point I was thinking like, wow, I can't wait for nursery needs to come, I need to have a break. And so then when I started experiencing something else, all this kind of mum guilt around leaving him, I was really surprised.
Yeah.
You know, because even my partner, he said to me, I remember that you couldn't wait, you know, in your moments of anger, be like, oh, I can't wait to get rid of this prick sending to nursery. And here we are now, you're feeling guilty about leaving him.
Yeah.
And it just, I feel like I'm always in this position where I can't win.
Yeah.
You know, and some of these other feelings that I have is around, like, I feel like I can't, you know, my partner always says to me, like, go see your friends, you know, go for a drink, go out, or on a Sunday, you know, go and do some shopping. I know you want to go to the gym, and I just feel like I can't.
Yeah.
I feel like I can't leave him.
And what is that? Like, what do you think, what do you think you're feeling? Or is it just, like, this internal guilt? Well,
I think I have fear that he is going to hate me.
Yeah.
That he's going to hate me for leaving him, and that he's going to feel abandoned. And, you know, my partner says to me all the time, like, I am his parent as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not some weirdo babysitter. Although it's perfectly fine if you want to leave your baby with a babysitter. You don't want to add to any kind of further guilt that people may be having about that. But, you know, he says, I'm his dad. I'm just his parent, just as much his parent as you. You know, you can go. Like, I would leave him with you, and I have left him with you, so that I've gone to like Arsenal games, etc., etc. but why can't you do the same? And I think it also then makes him feel like, I don't think he's good enough to look after our child. But it's really not about that. I just have this like so powerful thought that makes it impossible for me to then act on.
It feel better than when you like walk in the door and he's totally fine and he like walks up to you and is just like, mama, and like,
yeah,
it's just excited that you're home, rather than like, you know, crying because you've left.
Or yeah, like... it does. It does. But I still feel like I've done something wrong.
Yeah.
I still feel like I'm guilty. Like, for example, on Tuesdays, I work late, you know, and I can do it because it's work and I have to. But I constantly feel like I'm constantly checking, like, are you okay? Is he okay? Is he, you know, when I come back home and my partner's put him to bed, I'm like, was he okay? Did he call for me? You know, and then the fact that he then called for me, I need to know that, then it makes me feel worse.
Yeah.
It's like these crazy psychological ass games that I play with myself.
Yeah, no, and it is. And it's all in your own head.
It's all in my own head.
Because it is fine. Like, yeah. And I've had to do that as well. Like, convince myself, like, my partner is dad. Like, and my partner exists. Or also, like, you know, my partner's parents are in the same country as us. And they are able to come and help as well. And they exist. And it's fine. And, like, I think that you just kind of got to shake it off somehow and rip the band-aid off. And like, we did that. We met really randomly and it was really nice. And it was kind of like, you know, when you meet someone and you're like, oh, we've got a connection, and like you feel really like akin to someone.
Did
and
you fall in love with me?
It happened really quickly. And then she told me that I was pretty and I blushed, and like all the blushing was just too much. And then I had to leave, and it all got too intense. But we then became fast friends to the point where we were like, we got to have a night out. Yeah. We got to do this. All we want to do is dance. All we want to do is like dance. And then we want to go to a hotel and go to sleep.
Yeah.
And that was it. And like, my husband had been talking to that for me about that with me for a very long time, saying you need to check into a hotel and just get some sleep.
And say, my husband's been saying like, you're sleep deprived, like you're on the edge, like you need to sleep. And I was like, no,
yeah.
I'm not leaving my baby. Who do you think I am?
Yeah.
And then you came along and he was like, I've been telling you for months, and she comes along and you want to go to the hotel with her. I was like, yes, I do.
So we literally talked about it, I think on Thursday.
Do you remember how much we had to
say? And we were like, yeah, we like went to a class together, and then we like went and walked together, and we were like, okay, we're going to do this. And then we were like, okay, are we gonna do it? Are we not gonna do it? And then we were like back and forth.
And then I remember like getting home, and then you bailed on me and you were like, no, I'm not gonna do it. And then in the morning, the next day, you sent me a message with like, yes, we're
doing it. Yeah, let's do it.
And then I was freaking out. But I think it just shows that we were so like scared about leaving them, you know, whether it, kind of the fear of abandonment, or you know, the mum guilt, or that we like had to psych ourselves up so much to do it.
Yeah, and again, like it was all in our heads. And like, you know, my husband was like, oh, I didn't envision your night was gonna be like out dancing with someone you've never met before. And I was like, oh no, it's fine. And I was like, we're gonna go to bed early. And we did, like we went to bed at like 12:30, which is early for us. Like we're party girls, like what we used to be. That ship has sailed. But and like it was amazing. We both woke up, we had breakfast at the hotel together. It was like 8 a.m., like, but we'd slept.
Yeah, and it was the first time I'd been away. I know it was the first time you'd been away from our babies, you know, because before then, I think maybe I had like an hour away from him.
Yeah.
You know, when my partner would take him out on a walk and I had to do some things.
Yeah.
And it felt so good.
It felt so good.
It felt so good.
And it was long overdue. Like, it should have happened a lot sooner.
Yeah.
And I think that, again, is the guilt. It's the guilt and the pressure that things are going to go wrong and it's going to all be your fault. It's a hard pill to swallow, but you are able to do things without your baby.
Mm.
And it's okay.
Yeah. And it's so hard because, you know, we did that. And I thought that was going to be the sort of point that starts me off to kind of allow myself to go out more, to go to the gym, to let my partner take my son, you know, for a couple of hours on a Saturday. I kind of feel like I've gone even more extreme now because, you know, like when we do things at the weekend, I do want to do things for myself. I want to see my friends, but then I'm like, oh, but it's the only time I have with him. And because I already then feel so guilty about not being with him in the week, that I feel like then I can't do anything else at the weekend and be with him, you know. And like, you know, I don't know, I see people going off and do things and I feel incredibly jealous, but because I'm having this intense kind of guilt and intense feelings, I find it very hard.
And then all that internal conflict that you're having, like it's all again
exactly
in your own
what it
head.
Is, yeah. Internal conflict.
And I mean, you know, if I had a solution for it, I would give it to all moms in a form of a pill or something. But I don't know. I think it's I think you just have to keep testing the waters and you have to keep pushing yourself past that point that you feel comfortable and seeing how it goes. And most of the time, it's fine.
And it's so interesting because I never, because part of it, I think for me, is that I fear I'm going to be judged. You know, like I feel incredibly ashamed sometimes to say my son is in nursery full time whilst I'm at work, because I feel like I'm going to be judged, you know, especially in this new way of working. You can be flexible and some people are working 4 3-day week and have their baby at home. I feel like I'm incredibly ashamed to just say that. But then I hear people going, you know, one of my friends from this group, she went to Spain with her partner when her baby was only like 5 or 6 months old, and she left him with the grandparents. And I looked at that and I didn't judge at all. I was like, wow, like I want to do that without my partner. I want to go to Spain. But I, you know, so I didn't judge her, but I still feel like if I did something like that, then I would be judged.
And by who? Who do you think you'll be judged by?
Society. Other moms.
You're going to walk into nursery and they're going to be like, you left your baby for the weekend? How dare you?
You know, and like my mother-in-law, for example, you know, because she was a stay-at-home mom. She did everything for her kids. You know, she said she gave up her career so that she could look after her kids. And, you know, when I was saying, oh, he's going to go to nursery full time, she was like, oh, maybe that's a bit too much. You know, that's too much for him. Maybe it should be more like 2 to 3 times. And I was thinking, but then where is he gonna go? If you want to look after him on those other days, you can, but you know, like, where is he gonna go, you know? And she was like, oh, I'm sure you could find a way to work from home. And I'm just like, oh, but what is it not okay that I just want to have my day at work and be good at my job and not do both at the same time? Like, it's incredibly difficult.
It's that pressure to be perfect in every situation, isn't it? The pressure to be a perfect mom, the pressure to be perfect at your job, the pressure to not let anyone see that any of this is affecting you. That, I think, is so challenging. And obviously then can put you into kind of the weirdest headspace of just feeling bad about everything. Like, I've gone back to work and I just, my head is not anywhere. I'm like not giving 100% to any situation. And that includes my child, which then I feel incredibly guilty for. Because I'm not, you know, if I'm coming home after work, picking up from nursery and then doing dinner and then bedtime and bath time and all that jazz, I'm not there. My head isn't there because all of a sudden I think I might get an email or I think I might have to be responsive. But I know I can't be for, you know, that hour and a half that I'm with my child, where then I'm feeling terrible that I'm only have an hour and a half with my child in a day, besides in the morning for an hour. Like, I just, it's, society has changed in a way that isn't compliant with being a mother. Without, you know, and I think society's changed in a great way. Like, I think it's fantastic that women are as intense in the workforce as we are. And I think how outspoken women are now, and, you know, our kind of freedom of speech and freedom of ability, like, I think it's fantastic where we are. But society is still sexist and doesn't allow us to kind of have a better way of managing all of this. And I think that's a lot of where the problem stems.
Well, also, I look at my partner and he doesn't have these thoughts. You know, he can easily go and meet a friend, or, you know, go to a football game, or say, you know, oh, today I'm gonna go out and do something. And I don't see the conflict that I experience. And maybe, you know, maybe that's just like he's not voicing it maybe as much as I am, or maybe I'm not able to see it because of my own kind of headspace at the moment. But it's not something I'm seeing. He'll say, oh, you know, I missed you guys, I'm going to miss you guys. But I don't see him feeling like he can't go. And I, at the moment, I'm experiencing this really strong pull of like, I can't go because he's gonna need me. You know, I can't go out in the evenings because in the night he calls for me, and if I'm not there, oh my God, what's going to happen?
You know? And it is, I mean, maybe that's a hormonal thing, or maybe it's because we've never kind of allowed them to just do it their way. You know, like, I've kind of walked in and I've set up a structure, and my structure is what everybody has to stick to. And if they don't stick to that, then somehow that's going to affect me negatively. Mm-hmm. And so maybe selfishly, I'm like, this is why you have to do it my way, because if you don't do it my way and you go a little bit askew, it's going to affect me. Mm-hmm. And you know, I am probably too stringent on it sometimes, but it's because I know it works. And it's because, again, you're learning on the job. And it's like if somebody were to come in one day and start doing your job, they don't know, and they're going to mess up the whole thing mm-hmm. for you mm-hmm. and you.
And then you have to deal with the aftermath.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so I think it's partially probably something to do with that as mm-hmm. well. It's a minefield.
It's such a minefield, you know, because one of the conversations we were having earlier is that I know a lot of it, a lot of my guilt also isn't just kind of regular mum guilt. I think there's a lot there being triggered about my own experiences in childhood where I was, you know, where I felt abandoned, where I don't have that relationship with neither of my parents. And so then I think I'm overcompensating and overdoing because I'm so scared that I'm going to be the parent that they were, you know, because I've been so kind of strong on like, oh, this buck stops with me and I want to be a different parent and I want to stop the cycle. So I think I feel like kind of under pressure a lot of the time to be different. Don't be like your mom. Don't be like your dad. Be present, be playful, be active.
Yeah.
And sometimes I want to please him so much that then I kind of end up paralyzing myself because I don't know what to do. You know, it doesn't feel effortless anymore. It doesn't feel natural.
Yeah, where in reality, you're probably not giving yourself because you're so in your head about all of those things yeah. and all of the kind of guilt and frustrations you have that you're probably not 100% present mm. then anyway, mm. even though you're telling yourself, I must be more this, I must yeah. be more that, you know, you're kind of not then fully there mm. anyway.
Do you ever feel guilty for wanting to be something other than her mom?
It's a funny one because I would say that I feel guilty for not feeling the same way other moms feel all the time. Mm-hmm. Like someone asked me the other day, they were like, do you have that like love that you've never felt before in your entire life? And my straight up answer was no. Like, and it's not, you know, I have a lot of passion and care and protection and feeling of that resort, mm-hmm. but I don't have this overwhelming, oh my God, I've never felt mm-hmm. love like this before. Mm-hmm. I don't have that. And so sometimes I feel guilty for that, mm-hmm. I would say, where I think mine is kind of a bit, I don't know, somehow I feel I've gotten more selfish and feeling like I need to do more for me because I feel like I've been stripped of so much of myself. And I think a lot of that comes down to the trauma that I went through with the birth and all of that, because I didn't get to connect right away and I didn't get to feel anything other than what the fuck just happened, you know? So, and I think that once I overcome that, I think that I will feel like I'm a better mom. Mm. But I'm not doing bad and neither are you. No, and that's the most important thing to remember is that, like, because you have these kind of intrusive thoughts, or if they're not intrusive, or, you know, thoughts that are different than what you hear other people saying, like, it doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. It's just you're being realistic.
Yeah, and I think it's I try to say it to myself all the time. I need to be kinder to myself and less critical. But when you're doing it in the moment, it's really difficult.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that's one of the things why I don't enjoy it so much, I think, because I am in my head and kind of analyzing everything that I do.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes when I feel like, oh my God, I hate my life, I feel completely trapped, like, what have I done? I've made a mistake. Then that adds the guilt, because I'm like, well, I can't be a good mom if I'm wishing that I wasn't pregnant and this didn't happen. I can't be a good, I can't love him and have also these feelings.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm trying to get to a place where actually I can both love him, but also hate some of the moments or feel trapped, because it is quite trapping, you know.
Yeah.
Before I could book a holiday, I could stay out all night, I could read all day in bed on a Sunday if I wanted to. Now I can't, you know, and I think sometimes I find it very difficult to say that out loud because I don't want people to judge me, because it was my choice to have a baby. And I'm also super grateful that I was able to have a baby. But I'm trying to get to a position where actually it's okay to say that sometimes I really, really hate it.
Yeah, you know, definitely.
Sometimes
is.
I do question, oh my God, what have I done? Because it's so hard.
Yeah, it's so hard. And there's not enough support out there. And there's not enough people out there saying, you're not alone in those thoughts. Mm. So, you know, right now it's sounding like, you know, we're the only two people in the world who are like feeling this way, but it's not true.
No.
It's just that no one talks about it.
No one talks about
and
it.
I think that that's something that probably adds to the guilt and the kind of frustration with motherhood and like all the new things that we're doing is that it is challenging. It is hard. It is changing your life completely. Mm. And, you know, one time my dad and I got into this huge fight and it had to do with cleaning. And he basically was like, you need to clean more, blah, blah, blah. It didn't sit well with me. And at one point he said, if you weren't ready to have a kid, why did you? And that's when I then told him to fuck off, which I'd never done in my whole life. And I was so terrified, but I did. And I took away from that, that no one is ever ready to have a kid. And if you were, I don't think most people would. And I think that there is a new kind of push in society right now where a lot of women are just saying, no, I'm not doing this, because they're looking at how challenging it can be and how much it's going to affect their lives and how different things are going to be.
Mm.
And I commend those women in some regards as well, because they're doing that and they've made that decision for themselves.
Mm.
It doesn't mean down the line that they may not regret that, and maybe they won't at all. And that's amazing. But I think we're allowed to have these thoughts because everything has changed.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to have the thoughts, and it's important to think about it.
Yeah.
And it's only going to make us kind of better, because we're being realistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I was at home every day being a Stepford wife and like making cookies and like being this perfect idea of a woman, I don't think that would be me at all.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a completely fake version of myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I would be doing it right according to whose standards?
Yeah.
Society?
And that's the thing. I think that's what happened to me in the beginning. You know, when I was saying to you, I wanted to let my husband sleep and do everything and, you know, perfect, perfect, perfect. I suddenly forgot who I was, you know, that I'm me with all my warts and all. And that makes me what makes me and what people adore about me. And then all of a sudden I had to become this kind of idealized version of my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
You know, because my husband often talks about how great she was, and she's this kind of woman that's on the pedestal. And I'm not my mother-in-law.
No.
You know, I'm sure that she was great, but I'm not her. And I need to find acceptance, but it's just really hard when a lot of the time there's this kind of guilt feeling and this sort of like shame feeling. The guilt and the shame, I think, are probably the loudest feelings.
I think our generation is a very kind of like stuck in the middle kind of generation, because we were raised by the people who were raised by the perfect moms.
Yeah.
And so we were raised by the people who the dad went to work, the mom stayed at home, and they took care of everything, and they were perfect. Like, I look back at pictures of my grandmother, and she was flawless in pictures.
Mm.
I'm sure that there was deeper stuff going on there. I'm sure at one point she probably developed a drinking problem or something. You know, I'm sure there was something she had to do to cope, because she probably wasn't fully being herself, but she was a fantastic mother. She raised then her daughters. And, you know, and I'm not saying my mom turned out and, you know, quit her job and stuff. But she went and continued working and did all that and, you know, was kind of doing it in what I would like to think the same vein as what I'm doing. But then also didn't really talk about her feelings about those kind of things and how hard and challenging motherhood was.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're so close to what society used to look like for women.
Yeah.
But then far enough away where we're trying to find our own feet in it.
Yeah.
And forge our own steps.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of the reason in my head why I feel like I'm doing things wrong,
mm-hmm.
because I'm not anywhere near feeling what my grandmother felt.
Mm-hmm. And I think titles like language as well doesn't help, you know, constantly being called working mums, or, you know, or like people just calling you mum, you know, or such and such parents. It just makes you, again, I feel like you can't have an identity separate to.
Yeah.
But you can. You can. You're allowed that. But it's difficult finding that permission. And I think I try to find it, like, you know, when I see my friends, like, you doing things, and I think, okay, well, they're doing it.
Yeah.
And I'm not judging them. So surely it's okay.
Yeah.
But it's not, like, an automatic thing. But
no, and you need that sometimes. Yeah. You need to have that conversation with your friends to push you into that, just like that night out. Like, if we didn't have each other texting each other back and forth, and the amount of times we, like, canceled on each other and then did it anyway.
Yeah.
Like, if we didn't have each other to bounce off of at that point when we needed it so much, then we wouldn't have done it. And I think that you need to continue to push your own boundary, and it's the only way that you'll feel better. And it won't happen overnight.
No.
You're not gonna have one night away. Like you said before, you had the one night away and you thought it would fix it.
Yeah.
And it didn't.
No.
And then you did it again.
Yeah.
And it fixed it temporarily.
Yeah.
But there is a way to make it so you feel more like yourself at the same time as being an amazing mom as you are.
Basically, so I don't get to breaking point, you know, every 4 months or so thinking, oh my God, I haven't done anything for myself. It's like, how can I find that regularity in the week?
Yeah.
That isn't work.
Yeah.
But it's so hard juggling everything, you know, because like you say, you're wearing so many different hats, mom, friend, wife, worker, and you're trying to give yourself to all these different avenues and different people at the same time, feeling like you're not giving yourself to nobody, because, you know, but even to yourself, you're not giving yourself to yourself.
Yeah.
And I just, again, feeling like, I know I've said this to you before, but on this train that's moving and I'm not quite catching up to it, or I'm like hanging on for dear life.
Yeah. No, it's hard, and it's really challenging. And I think it's kind of the people you surround yourself with kind of can help in some regards.
Yeah.
At least if you feel like you can have an outlet or like have a moment to just breathe just by saying something that is untoward or something that isn't accepted by everyone.
Mm.
And just knowing that you have someone you can say that to. Because if you don't have that, then I don't know how you can fully cope and feel even a sliver, like a sliver of yourself for a moment.
Yeah.
Because the guilt is real and the guilt is very intense. And whether it's guilt, you know, by feeling like, oh, you're abandoning your kid all the time, or guilt where you don't feel like you're being present enough. Yeah.
You're not, you know, like you sometimes, if I'm just checking my phone, or I feel, oh God, I feel, oh, he's looking at me and he's thinking I'm not, you know, I'm not caring about him, or I'm not being present, and it's like, no, I'm just checking my phone 2 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. So
yeah, you can't ever win.
No,
is what I found out being a parent.
You can't win. But then in so many situations, like if you look back on like life before being a parent, like what situations can you always win in? You know, like I don't think that there's a lot in life that we can always win in.
I think
it's a matter of perspective, and it's a matter of how you shape it so that it looks like you can win.
I think this is just because it's the hardest thing I've ever done, and it's like it never ends, so therefore there is never time for closure or sitting down or reflection, because then you're on to the next thing. And I think that's probably one of the hardest things, is just that it keeps going. Because they keep growing, guys. They keep growing, they don't stop.
Well, like you said, actually another time you said about how, you know, your headspace isn't in, like, we'll look back at this time now and think, oh, I could have been more present in that time. And even that kind of guilt is another layer that's just there in your subconscious all the time.
Yeah, because you're always thinking
ahead.
Oh gosh, what, I wish I'd done it differently.
Yeah.
You know, but actually you were just doing your best at the time.
Yeah, and you were, and your best is fine, and it's okay. And, like, learning on the job like we are is the only way that we can go forward.
I feel like we're fixing the world. What do you think?
Yeah, no, basically, yeah, we have all the answers.
Yeah. But I'm sure, you know, you guys might have experienced mum guilt too. And if you have, we'd love to hear about it.
Yeah.
So please do write to us and tell us about your stories. What's it like dealing with something like mum guilt? How are you handling work? And if you're not working, what that's like as well, you know, being with your kid all the time. I think I would really struggle with that.
Yeah, no, same.
And I work has been kind of like a savior.
Yeah, and I feel guilty that I can't be a mom who does that for myself. Like, I feel guilty sometimes that I am not in the right mind frame to be able to be that person because I would love to be able to be that person. So we're like, no stories is something that we don't want to talk about. Exactly. Like, we
this is just our experiences, but we'd love to hear about your experiences as well.
So thanks again for listening.
Thanks guys. Again. We didn't laugh actually as much in the beginning in the intro. We're getting more pro.
Now we ruin it.
Thank you guys. See you next time, guys. Bye. See you.